The Climate Crisis by Jonathan Davis. The climate crisis is never out of the news lately, with Extinction Rebellion holding protests and with constant dire warnings of impending doom across various news channels, and stories of record temperatures everywhere. So, with the scented Greta all over our screens and social media, whether we like it or not, I thought I would put in my two penny worth. I looked at some historical weather station data, courtesy of the Open Government License. Here you can get previous weather station data from the Met Office. First, I randomly chose Valley Weather Station. Why? Mainly because it's in Wales, there's lovely, etc., and went back to 1931, giving a reasonably long period. I arbitrarily chose the month of June for each year, because it is halfway through each year and it is a summer month. I then looked at the high for that month for each year and plotted it on a graph. Here are the results. As you can see, the high for each June varies, being generally somewhere between 15 degrees Celsius and 20 degrees Celsius. Some years are warmer, some are colder. The average temperature is 16.9 degrees Celsius, with some more recent years falling below that, for example 2008, 2012 and 2015. There are years that go above this, in every decade. It's hard to really discern any pattern, apart from the obvious peaks and troughs. But maybe this is just one weather station, it would be best to have a look at another. So, I combined the valley data with that from Aberporth Weather Station, also in Wales but this time in the south. The same general pattern emerges, that of peaks and troughs. The average for Aberporth is 16.3 degrees Celsius. Slightly cooler, but it is in a different part of the country. Yet the pattern almost overlays the one from Valley. Sometimes it is above average, sometimes below, yet all between a 5 degrees Celsius spread. Next, I took a weather station inland, at Ross-on-Wye. Now, the temperatures here will be higher as it is inland and doesn't benefit from the cooling effects of the sea. Yet the high temperatures for June still all fit the similar pattern of peaks and troughs, with the same lower and higher years. Looking across all three graphs, there does not appear to be a sustained rise in peak temperatures. Does this prove that global warming isn't real? Well, no. I'm sure people will be queuing up to criticize my methodology. What it does do is put into context some of the climate alarmism we have been hearing recently, with talk of record temperatures and Britain being akin to the Sahara in summer. This is the main point. There are real environmental issues. I care a lot about the environment. I am a keen walker, as you may have seen from my previous posts, and I want the countryside protected. However, I do not agree with the pronouncements such as, "We only have 10 years to save the world." I remember hearing this during the 1990s, 2000s and this decade. Recently we have been told we only have 18 months. The problem with this sort of fear-mongering is that it leads to several issues. It won't win over the skeptics, as when the predictions of doom fail to materialize, it will only confirm their views. They will say, "See, I told you so." Secondly, it causes hysteria in young people and others who become genuinely convinced and worried the world will end. Some have said they won't have kids because of the climate crisis. Meanwhile, in Africa and Asia the birth rate soars. Third, it distracts from other issues, which they try and combine with climate change. Things like deforestation are happening, meaning we are losing wildlife habitat and increasing the flood risk, as trees and plant roots bind the soil together. We usually hear about this in relation to rainforests, but it is also happening in the UK. We have a similar population to France, but in roughly half the space. On top of this, we have seen fit to import at least an extra 200,000 people a year via net migration. This means we have a housing shortage and house prices are unreachable for many. Just build more houses. I hear people cry, usually metropolitan types from London who rarely venture outside the M25. Where do you build them? On farmland that we need for agriculture? On parkland that provides a green open space for people? On national parks? Cut down more forests? On floodplains of rivers? In Cardiff, I have noticed a housing development going up next to the banks of the River Rumney. Good luck with home insurance. The more non-porous surfaces we build, the quicker rainwater goes into rivers and streams, the more flooding we get. This is never mentioned, floods are just blamed on the elusive climate crisis. We have also had the war on plastic. This is a generally good idea. When you go to the beach, plastic is an unnecessary eyesore. No one wants to swim through piles of rubbish. It also threatens wildlife and may enter our food supply. So we banned plastic straws. What is rarely mentioned is 10 rivers carry 90% of the plastic that goes into the oceans. 2 are in Africa, the rest are in Asia. We may do our bit in the UK, but it's like farting into a hurricane. We also need to address the reasons why developing nations use so much plastic. One of these is that in these nations food often spoils quickly, leading to food insecurity and raising the price. Wrapping it in plastic helps solve this. Unless we find another way of doing this, these countries will continue to mass produce plastic packaging. Do the eco-warriors mention this? Caught up with carbon is air pollution. Carbon is not a pollutant. It is all around us. Plants need it to live. If we remove all the carbon, the plants die and then so do we. What disturbed me greatly was when Greta's mother said in her book, yes really, that Greta could see carbon dioxide with the naked eye. This should have set alarm bells ringing. CO2 is of course colorless and odorless. Greta has also been seen in an Antifa t-shirt. Antifa are a far-left group, regularly involved in violence against people they deem fascists. Recently they attempted to car bomb an immigration center in the USA. They are not the people we should be listening to. Many fear that the climate crisis is being used to sneak in a hard left agenda under the guise of environmentalism. Many of the solutions to the climate crisis involve communism, socialism, or dismantling capitalism. Greta later deleted the picture and said on Twitter that it was a borrowed t-shirt, and that she disagrees with violence. Carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxides, formaldehyde and benzene are pollutants and are dangerous to breathe. These are contained in car exhaust fumes. We need to reduce or stop these emissions. What are we doing? Replacing them with electric cars. All good, right? Well, no. The batteries for electric cars require rare earth metals. The clue is in the name, they are air. Will there be enough to go around and replace every petrol or diesel car with an electric one? The mining of these metals has significant human rights issues, including child labor and dangerous conditions. Some of the poorest people in the world are being exploited. The mining itself destroys the environment, with habitats cleared and rivers polluted. But hey, at least you can virtue signal about your fancy new electric car. Ever heard about this from climate lobbyists? In summary, the climate crisis is spreading a form of hysteria to whip people into a frenzy. It is designed to scare people into accepting radical changes to their lifestyle, their country and the world economy, that they otherwise wouldn't countenance. It is being used as a stealth vehicle to institute a hard left agenda by the back door. Anyone who disagrees is literally destroying the world. There is a risk of real damage to the environment from things like mining to fuel the green energy industry, as well as the Dieselgate scandal which misled people into believing diesel cars were less polluting. That's before we even mention wind turbines killing birds. Meanwhile, very real environmental issues that don't fit their narrative are being ignored. Copyright Jonathan Davis 2019.